A Wisconsin dad gives reporters at the state capitol some insight on what it's like to have a child with autism. Appearing with advocates, lawmakers, his wife Sonia, and his young boy Joey, Bill Bingen compares his son's autism to a missing child. He explains many parents have felt the gut-wrenching, panicky feeling of losing their kid in a crowd, on a busy street, or in the mall, even if just for a half a second.
The power of those feelings leave you emotionally drained. My wife Sonia and I have had to endure these feelings now for more than 2.5 years. Our 4-year-old son, Joey, is missing and lost.
Joey has autism.
Now, Bingen says, imagine if someone prevents you from searching for your missing child, or in his case, from treating his autistic boy.
The stress you felt before doesn't even compare to the trauma you feel now. That's what it's been like trying to get help for our son.
Bingen says there is an autism treatment available, but insurance companies don't cover the cost.
To date, we've depleted our savings and spent his college fund. College fund that his grandparents left for him. If it weren't for family and friends helping us, we would have also spent his brother's college fund as well.
For every dollar spent on intensive behavioral treatments, the state would save $19 for an untreated autistic child over his lifetime. Bingen says there's a child diagnosed with autism every 20 minutes. One in 150 children in the U.S. have autism, which is more than AIDS, diabetes, and cancer combined, all of which are covered by insurance. Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson is fighting to get health insurance companies to cover autism services and treatments. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.